Blog Talk Radio.
It's AMC Press, and yeah, we're having an awesome night tonight. Red Hood's also here.
Oh my word.
Hey.
Oh my word. Are we in the screening room?
No, we're live. Right now.
Oh, shoot. Never mind, I'll talk to you about it off air. But what
good
I
idea.
Found out... Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, guys. Anyway. Right. So, anyway. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. Why don't we get our show on the road with the whole Olympic roast of sorts.
The Olympic roast. I smell Putin on a platter. What do you smell?
Yeah. Definitely makes things interesting, so to speak. And Johnny is also here, so.
I'm here. Let's do.
Hello, Johnny. But yeah, my friend Amy. Right.
Yeah.
Before we go into the Olympics. Now
yes,
there are two
yes.
cows. There are two cows, and this is what I was. It was a Facebook picture that popped up on Facebook, and below it says two cows. Socialism. You have two cows and you give one to your neighbor. Communism. You have two cows and the state takes both and gives you some milk. Fascism. You have two cows, the state takes both and sells you to them. Nazism. You have two cows, and the state shoots both cows and shoots you. Bureaucratism. You have two cows, the state takes both, shoots one, milks the other, and then throws the milk away. Traditional capitalism. You have two...
Right.
Traditional capitalism.
Right.
You have two cows, you sell one, but buy a bull, and your herds multiply, and the economy grows. Then you sell them and retire
right.
on your income. Royal Bank of Scotland, venture capitalism. And this is where I really cracked up, because I'm English. Because I feel pity on the Scots. Was, you have two cows, you sell three of them to your publicity company, using letters of credit opened by your brother-in-law at the bank. And then a debit and equality with the Associated General offer so that you can get all four cows back with the tax exemption. Four of the five cows and the milk rights of the six cows are transferred via intermediary in the Cayman Islands Company and secretly owned by the vast majority of the shareholders until the rights also in cows. Back to your listed company. The annual report says the company owns 8 cows with the option of 2-1 or more cows that you sell one cow and you buy a president of the United States. Leaving you with 9 cows. No ballot sheet provided with the release. The public then buys your bull. Surrealist. You have 2 giraffes. The government requires you to take harmonica lessons. An American corporation. You have 2 cows, you sell one, and force the other to produce milk for the 4 cows. Later, you hire a consultant to analyze why the cow has dropped dead. The Greek corporation. you have two cows and you borrow lots of the owner to build barns, milking sheds, hay stalls, feed sheds, dairies, cold stores, abattoirs, cheese units, and packing sheds. You still only have 2,000. A French corporation. This is game to go international, folks. A French corporation. You have two cows, you go on strike, organize a riot, and block the roads because you want three cows. The Japanese corporation. You have two cows. You redesign name so that 1/10 the size of the ordinary cow to produce milk, 20 times the milk, and then you create a clever cow cartoon image of a cow longula to market worldwide. And it keeps going on and on. And so let's just continue the joke, shall we? The Italian corporation. You have two cows, but you don't know where they are, and you decide to have lunch. The Swiss corporation. You have 5,000 cows, and none of them belong to you. You charge the orders for sorting them. The Chinese corporation. You have two cows. You have 300 people making them. You claim that you have full employment and high bovine productivity. You arrest the newsmen who reported the real situation. And, of course, the Indian cow company. The Indian cows, you have two cows, and you worship them. The British company, my favorite. You have two cows and both are mad. The Iraqi corporate. Is right. I mean, and the Iraqi corporation. Everybody thinks that they have lots of cows, and you tell them that you have none, and no one believes you, so they bomb the fuck out of you and invade your country. Still, you have no cows, but you should now have a democracy. So you have no cows, but at least you have a democracy. The Australian corporation. You have two cows. The business seems pretty good. You close the office, and you go celebrate for a few beers. The New Zealand corporation. You have two cows. The one on the left looks very attractive. And that's really what I got in my inbox, and I just started cracking up. I mean, it's very funny. It's very telling about the stock market. Up, down, left, right, the weight. Just like everybody's dick. But, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, up, down, left, right. I mean, seriously. Anyway.
But now on to the Linda Bobson news. Holy shit. I mean, are you with me today?
What is it? Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, like the code?
Stop. Stop asking me.
No, stop asking me code.
So, yeah, well, definitely things are getting interesting in here, obviously.
Things are beginning to steam up like a really, really, really good fog.
Yes.
It's like the Sochi Olympics, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Especially when snow shouldn't be melting in Russia right now.
Snow should not be melting, but it is melting.
The streets are paved with Putin. Preferably Putin's face. Maybe it's not that Putin's there, and it goes to Putin's mouth, and then goes down to Putin's. Goes up to Putin's eyes, and then probably goes up to Putin's breasts. Oh, wait a second, that's a six-pack. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
And then goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then his finisher goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, what German henchman? No!
What? What?
What are you talking about?
No, but today
made mention of some sort of swan. That's what I heard.
No, swan.
Okay. Sorry.
However, but Sochi and Pussy Riot and Sochi. Now,
yes.
Now, the Olympic Games, everybody loves an Olympic Games.
Yes.
But during the past 2 weeks, the Olympic Games have moved from controversies over missing showers and Olympians being naked. Not that that's a bad thing.
Right.
Maybe it's a bad. Maybe it's a bad thing for women, but definitely for men figure skaters who are gay, and we celebrate equality.
That means
of course we celebrate equality, but.
Right, you know.
It's not as if we're going to get the pink police out, but that's exactly what Pussy Riot have done. We want the pink police, The pink police are actually fucking gay, which fortunately, Redford has no problem with. Do we? No, but yet, Russia seems to have an anti-gay law.
Russia, I think, needs to get their shit out of their asses and get their
Shit comes from her ass. You can't really get out of your ass.
Exactly.
There's plenty of shit to go around.
Oh, yeah. Very true. Sometimes it's just all I can say is, thankfully, the Olympics will be fucking over before we fucking know it.
Well,
so,
I mean, come on. But
hey,
yeah, this just in. In an American bobsledder named Lou Jones deletes video for criticizing food in the Olympics, so they go from gays to missing towers to Olympics being naked and now food.
That's kind of fucked up that screams messed up much.
I mean,
like,
food, and at least the tap water isn't yellow. Just pretend it's nice to steak. Bullshit. Why don't we just pretend it's piss?
Yeah.
It almost seems like if someone's criticizing, it's their fucking opinion. They have every right to have their fucking opinion. So why does that even fucking matter?
Well, clearly, you just used the word fucking in several different segments. I guess you're pissed off.
Yes, but
variably.
there's a reason behind that. So, it's one of those things, would you want me to be real? Do you like me to be as real as it could get?
Well, as real as it could get with missing showers, I don't think you'd be actually welcome in Russia. Because of the fact that, well, missing showers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Missing showers and the fact that, you know, people with disabilities, we like our privacy. You know, say you're a cerebral palsyist. And you're in the Olympics. Would you want anybody seeing you naked from the waist down?
No! It's like, who the fuck would want to share with others? Especially if they don't know them, or if they're not, or if they're not either in their relationship or married. Sorry!
Exactly. Your partner would be... You know, I'm just imagining two Stasi guards standing out of the fucking, you know, around the stall going, are you okay in there? Yes, I'm fine. Do you need any more privacy? No. Can we come in? No.
Yeah.
So that means you need privacy? Like, yes.
It's like, it would be like peaceful, but as a bath, it will be out. It would almost be very similar to the whole mother, father knocking on door, saying that they need to get in there for something, and it's the whole, yay, come out now. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It's like, oh my. Oh no, what do we have here? Oh, I don't know, you? You know.
Yeah.
That is highly illogical. That is highly logical.
I clearly would not want to be sharing bathrooms if I didn't know who the person was. Or if it was someone I was... It's totally different when you know the person. If you don't know the person, or if they're from another area, you don't know what they're clean, how clean they can be.
Well, and the funny part about, like, it is that you have everything.
I wouldn't want to share with other people in the stall.
No, especially when Putin's looking up your arsehole.
Yeah, it definitely would make things.
It's almost like, what a nice cunt you have. Wait a second.
It's like, couldn't they just switch kill sticks? But that couldn't have been too easy. They probably were like, let's just have it in a location that is having more shit come down, more issues. And all Putin wants is have scandals erupt so they could clearly just push the Olympics out of other countries and other areas.
You know, I sort of see it like the Dada movement. You know, when artists or artist collectives will go around and be like, oh, wait a second, this is art? Yes, it's art. Oh my god. But then, imagine if what you did the same thing for sports. Oh, Jesus, this is sports? Yes, it's like curling. Curling? It's curling. Oh yeah, where you basically push a stone down the ice rink. And you don't know why you're doing it, but you look so serious that everybody in their right mind is watching their TV screen and going, will it go, and text me next to going, push it harder, oh my god.
Like,
sweeping
so fast,
is like the push it has in it, push it real quick. I'm sorry. The whole Totally Friend, those are just swirling around in my head.
Why does salt and pepper would come to mind? Push it good.
Or apparently comes to mind. Push it little baby.
There's just so many things that we could do now to be pulling. It would almost, and another thing comes to mind, the Boffet, because they have, like, that old toy where Boffet push it, whatever.
It sounds like a thing of Boffet.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bop it. Push it. Pull it. Oh my god, it looks like Operation Holy Shit.
It's like, wait, it's the whole point of being like, okay, you want us to do what now with this? And it would be the whole, your person just looking at a fish and be like, okay, sure. is Sure Thing with a night and being so sarcastic too, if they never played the sport. I'm just thinking about it from a unique point of view.
Well, the unique point of view of Putin and Pussy Riot. Pussy Riot is a band. Putin is a natural leader. Our rights have been stepped upon. That's why they went to Amnesty International and actually got their voices heard. Woohoo for Amnesty International! Slots for them.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently, I love this. People in Russia, they put a band on condoms, so...
Wait a second, stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
Ban on condoms. Yeah. So where are they going to ever... Where are people ever going to get a Trojan horse?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the Trojan horse is like, I'm here, I have to... Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess... a lot of people that have babies after this...
Well, I mean, there'll be babies actually knowing what Putin did.
But yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Oh, sorry.
Look at it as being there. If they're trying to ban condoms, maybe Putin.
Well, Wait a second. I can't figure out why they're trying to ban condoms. Do you know why? I can figure out why they're trying to ban condoms. I mean, it's very simple. Putin wants to have sex all the time. So he gets all the condoms he wants. Pretty much ban the condoms. That's a lot. I mean, you know. It's like, you know, when the United States was forming, you know, you had the island of Versailles and the treaties and stuff like that. Now you have condom banning. Fantastic. Fantastic. I mean, like, really? Oh. You know, his wife is probably going to Vladimir.
I'm sure his wife must be thrilled with this condom, man.
I can only imagine what his wife is going to be saying. Vladimir, what are you doing? What are you doing banning condoms? Shame on you. And all Vladimir has to, all Mr. Putin has to say is, you want any? They're in the back. But, you know, and he's like, of course I don't want any. I don't want any more than you do, you fucking imbecile. I mean, why are you banning the country's condoms? Don't you want people to liberate? No, I only want gays to shut up. No! That's not the way to do it. I mean, honestly, there are people from all nations. Do you want all of them to have their sexual activity and get AIDS? I mean, really? No. Yes, I want them to get AIDS. Oh, so you... That's it, I'm not talking to any more marriages over. What? Putin stops out. Stands out. But, I mean... You can never win. That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of at the point of saying... It's almost like they're wanting to say, hey, guys, come to Russia and have babies. Have a shit ton of babies.
Yes, and each one of your babies costs about £5 million. or $6 trillion to actually maintain.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It comes down to the point of banning fucking condoms for what?
Really?
It's like not thinking much, maybe? Just maybe? Just a little bit?
Uh-oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, the other thing about Russia is, you know, the bobsledding. Why invent this sport where you go 80 miles per hour and you go 80 miles per hour and your waiver fee says you are going to die?
And people have died because of it, so it's not... The last Olympics, someone...
did die.
So, wouldn't be the first time, probably isn't going to be the last. So... Russia needs to get themselves back on track before they...
Well, I can only imagine what the Russians might feel personally. Like, the Nazis didn't really want to be Nazis. They just, you know, joined Hitler's youth gang, and then all of a sudden they were Nazis, and they said, wait a second, we didn't want this, you know?
Yeah, and it's going to still be that whole... I guess they want to show people that the fear, among other things, with whatever they're doing.
I mean, yeah. But it's Google Ban Ki-moon, and the head of the UN, respectfully, you know... condemns the persecution of gays and gay people. And in Russia, you know, I mean, condemning it because it. Wait a second. Does that mean he condemns the liberation of gays? Is that it? Somebody's helping,
right.
I don't know.
In my opinion, they probably does condemn it, especially when he's the one who's so bound and determined to say, hey, it's the whole, yeah, we don't need these people. Why don't we? How about this? In my opinion, it's the opinion with... Putin's fans, maybe he should get his head checked, maybe go into a nice little hospital area.
Well, a little area where first you actually get your penis chopped off, then they go for your legs, and then they go for the left eyeball. They go for the right eyeball. And then they sever the head.
Yeah. It's the whole
brilliant
point of being like, it's like Bravo. Bravo.
It's probably the most racist Olympics I've ever seen.
Yeah. Probably. It's like, we're in a nation, we're in a country where we're actually accepting people for who they are.
Well, I mean, not according to our immigration laws, we aren't. You know, according to our immigration laws, we are not
we're not letting illegals pass the border.
Oh! You know?
So I think we're a little bit unfair, but, you know,
right.
Over in Russia, it's twice as different.
Right. And probably they target people who, for their, and they do that, and it's the whole point of Russia, they don't care, they just put a nice little ban on being gay. I wouldn't be surprised if most of the Russian male figure skaters are gay. That's just how it wouldn't surprise me, in all honesty.
Well, yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with a sport where some almost like, I see there's a good percentage where but still, you still don't know.
No, you still don't know.
So, yeah, I'm fun.
Oh my god. No. Oh my god.
Okay. Would you like to share?
Yes. Well, no, it has not.
This has nothing to do with anything, but, you know, it's probably the
best email exchange
about logo design and graphic designers. You know, and it's an email exchange dated, you know, from Simon Edhouse to David Thorne, subject logo design. And this is following up the rest of the podcast. But it is funny. Hello, David. I would like to catch you up as I am working on a really exciting project at the moment and need a logo design, basically something to represent a peer-to-peer network. I have to have something to show prospective clients this week. Would you be able to pull something together in the next few days? We also need a couple of pie charts for a one-page website. If the deal goes ahead, there will be some good money in it for you, Simon. From David Thorne at 5:32 p.m. The same day. Dear Simon, disregarding the fact that you have still not paid... Oh, wait a second. Yes. Disregarding the fact that you still have not paid me for work I completed earlier in the year, despite several assertions that you would do so, I would be delighted to spend my free time creating large logos and pie charts for you based on further vague promises of future possible payments. Please find the attached pie chart as requested below and let me know if any changes are required. Regards, David. David's enthusiasm for doing free work for Simon in Puzzle. Rather be lost in a rainforest. In darkish yellow, the tiniest bit. In lighter blue, none. In bright red, hardly any. In bright green, fuck all. In orange, I wonder what's on television. From Simon, that same day, 4:11 p.m. To David. Is that supposed to be a fucking joke? I told you the previous project. I said the previous project did not go ahead, and I invested a lot more time and energy in those projects than you did. And if you put in as much energy into the projects as you do being dickhead, you get a lot more success. David Thorne, 5:25, the same day. Logo design. Yes, Simon. You're correct. I apologize. Our last thoughts were actually both commercially viable and original. Unfortunately, the part that was commercially viable was not original. And the part that was original was not commercially viable. I would no doubt find your ideas more cutting edge than the original as I had traveled forward toward in time in the 1950s, but as it stands, your ideas of technology based on project spaces have already been put into application by my other people several years before, and thought you had failed to generate the enthusiasm they properly deserved. Having said that, if I had traveled forward in time in my time machine, I would probably put your peer-to-peer networking skills to shame, not only would have been commercially viable, but also to have an awesome logo accompanying a pie chart. Regardless, I have, as requested, attached a logo that represents not only a peer-to-peer network project for you that I'm currently working on, but working with you in general regards to it. And the logo is somebody fucking in the motto. But then, from Simon Henner, the next day, at Tuesday, 11:07 a.m., to David Thorne, logo design. He went to sleep for a few hours, and this is what he came out with. You just crossed the line. You have no idea about the potential that this project has, the technology that allows users to network peer-to-peer and add context and share information that is potentially worth many millions of dollars. Your short-sightedness has just cost you any chance of being involved. David Thorne at 1:36. Logo design. Dear Simon, so you have invented Twitter. Congratulations. This is where that time machine would definitely come quite in handy. When I was about 12, I read that time slows down when approaching the speed of light. So I constructed a time machine by securing my father's portable generator in the back of my mini bike with a rope attaching the device to a seat belt to a belt to a drive belt in the back of a wheel. Unfortunately, instead of traveling through time and finding myself in the future, I traveled about 50 meters along the footpath at 200 miles per hour, finding myself in a bush. When asked by the nurse filling out a hospital accident report cause of accident, I stated time travel attempt. But she wrote down stupidity. If I didn't have a time machine working, the first thing I would do is go back 4 days and tell myself when reading to warn the hair removal cream packaging of where it recommends do not use in sensitive areas.
So
then I would travel back in time several months and warn myself against a green to be copious amount of design works for an old man wheeling the business plan equivalent to a retarded child poking itself in an eye with a spoon. Before finally traveling back to 1962 and explaining myself to the long-term photograph repercussions of going to the hairdresser and asking for the same cut like Simon Beagle the day before a large family gathering. Regards, David. To Simon Edo House. Tuesday, 17th of November 2009, at 3:29 p.m. To David Thorne. Logo design. You are really a fucking idiot. You have no idea what you are talking about, and the project I'm working on will be more successful than Twitter within a year. When I sell the project for $40 million, I will ignore any of the emails from you begging to be a part of it. And we'll send you a postcard from my yacht. Ciao!
Now
it gets even better. And this is hysterical. This gets really, really funny. So, he says, you know, now the argument has actually reached a zenith point. From David Hawthorne. From David Hawthorne, Tuesday, November 17th, 2009, at just about 4 p.m. Logo design. Problem, and says, and has a pie graph. The probability of Simon selling his project for $40 million and sending me a postcard for the art. And in blue, it says none. And then there's a small amber postcard. If time using time machine, a fraction of a cent.
That's hilarious.
Simon, it continues, Simon Edo House, Tuesday, 4:10. To David Thorne. Logo design. Anyone else would be able to see the opportunity I'm presenting, but not you. You have been chosen to be a fucking smart ass about it. And all I was asking for was a logo with a few pie charts, which could have taken you fucking a few fucking hours. David Thorne, the same day at 4:25 p.m. Logo design. Dear Simon, actually, you are asking me to design a logo type which would have taken me a few hours and 15 years of experience for free. With pie charts. Usually, when people don't ask me to design them a logo, pie charts, or website, I, in return, do not ask them to paint my apartment, drive me to the airport, represent me in court, or whatever it is they do for a living. Unfortunately, though, as your business model consists of entirely of Facebook is cool, and I'm not going to make a website just like that, this is a non-exchange for free services with no foundation, and as you offer nothing of which I would ask for. Regards, David. Same day, 2009, 4:43 p.m. So good time. What's your fucking point? Are you going to do the logo charts for me or not?
Wow.
David Thorne responds to Simon Edo House at 5:02 p.m. The pie chart has green for yes, blue for no. 100% of the pie chart says no. Now Simon emails David again. 5:13. Logo design. Don't ever email me again. From David Thorne, 5:19. Several seconds later. Logo design. Okay. Good luck with your project. If you need anything, let me know. Regards, David. And all Simon says... And all Simon says is... Get fucked.
Nice.
I found this funny. I mean, it's exactly what Pussy Riot are saying to Putin. Get fucked. But yet he's stolen all the condoms. So, you know, it's a little bit below the belt. But we can make do, can't we? Can't we?
You know? Yeah, you know, beautiful developers. This just makes things fun.
Well,
balloon about, Allison, it would mean like,
it would mean straight fucking, and women don't want to do that. They want to have fun. They actually want to fuck them on men.
They actually want to put the condom on men. You know, in sex education classes, you didn't learn how to fuck a banana for a reason. For no reason, brother. You learned how to fuck a banana for a reason, and then if you're paying attention, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Very true.
Because we knew that the condom on the banana was actually our penis. But, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I call putting it in.
Yeah, it is.
I guess. I mean, putting it in and getting it out. On fucking moon. Really?
You're a bit late for that!
That would be bad.
It is a bit late for that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I mean, God damn it.
I mean, Russia can't even win at hockey.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, Russia's really getting themselves in a pickle, so to speak.
Sort of. I mean, it is quite funny. Yes.
It is. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having everyone has a bad game, just not the Olympics.
Well, yeah.
So, that makes things account. Just a wee little bit. Which makes things even more interesting. When it comes down to it. So, can't really, it's almost like you get what you pay for, so to speak.
Well, getting what you pay for and getting actually getting the shit kicked out of you are two different things. You know.
Right.
I mean, getting the shit kicked out of you, one way. Getting another shit kicked out of you, getting the other shit kicked out of you without a condom, fucking hurts.
Yeah. That makes things a little bit more... It tends to make things a lot harder for people. Especially if they do want to have... If they're wanting to, at least, have sex with whomever.
What if Putin ran an underground response unit for condoms?
That would be interesting.
It's almost like, we have Trojans over here, what do you have? We have horses over here, what do you have? We have diamonds. What do you have? We have fucking boners. We need the condoms. No, you can't have the condoms. Why? They're bad. That's right.
It's like condoms. It's like, wait, does that mean that people who are over there, if they're not from Carolina, I would hope that those that are over there have condoms.
I mean, and... And just imagine what it would be like to them going, oh, yes, let's put on a condom. Oh, wait a second. We can't. Let's just have unprotected sex.
Sure.
Just have unprotected sex. Sure.
You know, that's gravy and all. But honestly, really, no fucking condoms? You know, but
it's
women were like, ah, oh, you're so hairy.
It's like,
you know,
maybe there's, it's the whole, you're, that, it's almost like their Putin is really not playing, really not thinking about the best for those who are actually over there. Just a little bit.
Well, people who are over there, like, really, I mean, really, really bad.
I wouldn't be surprised if people are, if people can't even wash. I mean, they're going to have a lot of
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine them trying to get past border control?
Oh, God.
Yes. Stop. One of the Olympics coming in. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just returned from Russia? Yes, and I need a shower. And all you see is a massive hair thing of fur. And you see this. You see the fur, which is really body hair sticking.
It's like, maybe...
It's like, Olaf, are you in there?
It's the whole... Wait a minute. It's the whole... Are you serious now? I'm sure people coming to the United States are going to want to... I know if I was there, I would want to make damn sure I had a nice warm bath waiting for me wherever I was.
Well, a nice warm bath, maybe a razor or two, you know, some assistance, maybe somebody to go, oh, yes, we can scrub your skin. Wait a second, we'll have to shave for you. You'll have to shave first. But I don't have a razor. Don't worry. We'll provide one. We have one for you.
That whole point of... It will make things interesting when it comes down to those who are there. And how much they're going to have to be putting up with after the fact. I'm sure that they... I wouldn't be surprised if they're not enjoying them, if they're hating themselves when they're there. Because I know there's only so much a person could put up with stinking and having issues like that. That's just it.
Exactly. I mean, really awful.
I don't even want to think about it. It's like, it's the whole point of what are you even supposed to say or do? Just clearly, you would be saying nothing. You would be pretty much trying to find a way to get clean versus just sit around it and playing patty cake or anything else.
I mean, really, exactly.
It's like, things would be worse. I I know it. However, when it comes down to the whole cleanliness, yeah, I get cleanliness any day versus...
Well, of course, we all know you. We all know you would take cleanliness every day, like I would take cleanliness every day. But
yeah.
other people would actually find it sexy. You know, sexy, you have hair? Oh my god, where do I brush it? Oh my god!
It's the whole point of being like, you're pretty much having to really get... It's the whole, okay, you're having to do what? It's the whole, okay, look here and have a height. Because I'm sure most people don't want that to be. They want certain, just to make it easier versus not.
Well, not being easier.
Or at least make it where it's at least where they could be like, okay, they have a place to stay, where they have certain things versus not.
Well, versus not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? Really? Really, versus not. Do you think that, like, European culture, right? Do you think we don't have razors and we don't like to clean ourselves? Oh, wait a second. In some countries, they don't do that. So everybody smells like high heaven.
It's like, yeah, we actually do care about being clean and smelling like
Exactly.
Because that's what really matters. Just actually saying, okay, yeah, this is bad. This is not something that's enjoyable. I'm sure people, the reporters must be even having a hell of a time. So I know I would.
Oh, I know. We all know you would.
Yeah. It's kind of obvious.
We all know you would. And with a minute left, it's all...
Down here at 90 seconds, like 10 seconds.
90 seconds. With about 90 seconds left. So tonight,
there it is, 90 seconds.
It's 90 seconds, well.
So, the very good way of one of our affiliates is
this. We can't get them.
And you could check them out on antipress.me/affiliate.
Exactly. And so, it is with that, we bid you adieu.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Hey.
Thanks for putting up with us tonight, all the issues.
Thank you. See you soon. Good night.